This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, thank you all for keeping me in the loop of what's going on. I'm hearing there is a shortage of Tamiflu, which is medication that we are using for the flu in this very, very scary flu season. We're also being told by another news outlet that we are short on the vaccine. And many pharmacies have stopped restocking the vaccine. So while you're hearing these flu deaths of healthy kids and young people, right, dying during the flu, and panicking and wanting to get Tamiflu and wanting to get a flu shot, hearing that there's a shortage does not help. Now, again, these could just be some regional shortages. I have not at this time heard of any national shortages going on, and I'll tell you what could be going on with the vaccine. So first, let's talk about Tamiflu. Tamiflu is a medication that we use. It's an antiviral. And it has been fairly effective in not so much knocking out the flu or curing you of the flu, but lessening your flu severity and shortening it by a couple days. And I guess Central Florida has seen a spike in flu cases. In fact, I think in Clearwater, they had to close down schools today. I believe, I need to double check on that, but I think multiple schools had to be closed down due to flu season, which I think is appropriate, honestly. An Orlando family had just lost a loved one from the flu. And flu has, I believe, killed about 74 people so far this year. Oklahoma flu deaths have arrived. So that's Oklahoma, not Florida. I apologize. So we're getting this news coming in. So I apologize. However, the spokesperson for CentraCare said they saw a record number of flu cases in Orlando Wednesday, with 291 flu cases in Orlando alone. So medication that we use is Tamiflu. Unfortunately, we're hearing that many places are now not stocked or without Tamiflu. Channel 9's Angela Jacobs found out some places without Tamiflu are going to be in the process of restocking, but sometimes it can take a couple days. So if you can't get Tamiflu, don't panic, okay? Usually the flu is self-limiting. And Tamiflu isn't so much going to protect you directly against these nasty pneumonias and other complications that can happen from the flu. How Tamiflu can help is indirectly. If you don't have the flu that long, then maybe you don't have more of an opportunity to get a secondary infection. But I don't want you to think, oh, if I'm not going to get Tamiflu, I'm going to die. That's not the case. You still have to be, again, aware of the other complications that could arise with the flu, like pneumonia, respiratory inflammation, and then depression, heart attack, stroke, sweaty chest pain, trouble breathing, dizziness, confusion. You've got to go to the ER. You feel dehydrated. You have a fast heart rate, fast breathing rate. Get yourself seen. But like I said, this Tamiflu shortage, I'm not necessarily hearing that we have a national problem yet. Now, we are being told by Daily Mail that many pharmacies have stopped restocking flu vaccines. There could be a variety of reasons for that. All right. And the CDC, of course, is urging Americans now more than ever to get the flu shot. Flu season's not going to end till May, maybe June. So, you know, we kind of have this shift where winter is starting a little bit later, and I think the cold is lasting a little longer, and flu season seems to come this time of year. Peaks in January. It used to peak in December, but it peaks in January, February. So just because it peaks doesn't mean that it's all done by February 24th or whatever. So vaccine manufacturers have predicted that 151 million to 166 million flu shots were going to be given this season, and we're being told that as of last week, 152 million shots have been distributed. They say, so pharmacies now have been scrambling to restock their shelves. And the American Red Cross is also experiencing a shortage of blood donations. Can I just say, please, if you are healthy and you could donate blood, please do so. Flu season, unfortunately, puts a lot of people out of the running to donate blood. And so we don't have our regular donors donating. Not that the number of regular donors we've had has ever been adequate. You know, we always need more. So please, if you could donate to the American Red Cross, United Blood Services, blood, that would help. They say this year's outbreak is on track to becoming one of the worst flu seasons in recent history. So far, over 30 people have died of the virus in the U.S., and we're waiting for this week's numbers. But they say CVS pharmacies are no longer restocking the shelves of the flu shot for the rest of the season. Amy Lacktot, senior manager of public relations for CVS, told Daily Mail Online that their pharmacies are seeing an increased demand nationwide. There may be instances when an individual pharmacy will be out of stock. We are closely monitoring the situation and are working to ensure our patients have access to the available vaccine. But other pharmacies are also going to stop ordering the vaccine once they run out. Why? Well, this is, again, vaccines cost money. These vaccines you can't save for next flu season. So if you ever over-order the vaccine, you have to throw it out. And the vaccine expires in June. So when we start getting to the spring or after the peak, you see many people not buy it anymore. And that's kind of frustrating. So, oh, here we go. They say other pharmacies will stop ordering the vaccine once they run out because if they are not used, they will expire in June and be discarded. There we go. See? Now they're saying the flu shot is roughly 34% effective. Okay? Remember the Aussie flu? Okay, that we had just seen was a pretty nasty one. It's very devastating in 2014, and it's the H3N2 strain that is coming back to bite us now. So, additionally, we're being told that many doctor's offices are running out of the rapid flu test. There's these flu tests you could run to see if you have the flu. It takes about 10 minutes to see if you're suffering from the virus. And apparently, you know, some people aren't purchasing those anymore as well. They do cost. So we'll keep you guys posted on what's going on there. Let us know if you're noticing any shortages. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who was working on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I got this message on Facebook, which is not very readable. So let me just kind of bleep out certain things. But Chad writes, "Doc, no joke, I went to an urgent care on Monday with fever and body aches, and the nurse or doctor assistant didn't do blank. Didn't listen to my lungs, only took my temp, told me I had the flu, and sent me home with blank. Oh my gosh." Okay. Finishing this up. Basically, what he's saying is he went to the doctor or medical or a clinic, urgent care. We're talking about flu. We're talking about these complications that could happen. But the medical provider didn't even listen to his lungs, Didn't give him Tamiflu. Told him to take some Robitussin. And what... How does he, you know, no wonder people are dying, so to speak. And again, I got to really be careful with, I can't accidentally read something on air that's going to have a cuss word. And so thank you, Chad. I understand you wrote me on Facebook, but I like to use those on the show as well. And that's a good point. You know, doctors or medical providers being half-assed. Whether it's a nurse practitioner or a PA or a medical doctor, DO, DC, you know, dentists, etc. I am sure that in all fields, there are some people that are half-assed. So this should not reflect on a certain sub-industry or you know, professional within an industry, okay? I've seen nurse practitioners do amazing exams on doctors, and when the doctors don't come, and doctors don't come into the room. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean, because he also asked, you know, should he see a doctor next time? I don't think that had any bearing on this. You could have half-assed doctors, you could have half-assed nurse practitioners, PAs, etc. It could just happen. Okay? The funny thing is I'm not hearing that much, you know, quote-unquote, half-assed part of it, you know, from these, like, nurse practitioners in these pharmacies, like CVS and that kind of stuff. I'm like, that's kind of, you know, and I think it's because they're the only ones there, and they're not going to miss something. And so, at some point, you sometimes actually hear that the mid-levels do... I can't stand that term mid-levels because they're working at the same level the medical providers are, doctors are. But, you know, sometimes you hear more thoroughness from that group. But that's there's no science or study behind that. But you bring up a good point. You're going to an urgent care and your medical provider is half-assed. Urgent cares are expensive. If they're not even going to listen to your lungs, that's not cool. Not cool at all. And I understand if you sit there and go, excuse me, will you listen to my lungs? They could, you know, go, okay, you sound fine after they listen, go. And that's a problem. We don't talk about it that much. How often is your medical visit a waste of time because the medical provider is half-assed? That's not really a topic we talk about. Because it's not supposed to happen. Your medical provider isn't. I teach medical students. I mean, I train people on how not to be half-assed. You need to get a good history. You need to examine. You need to get in there. You know, when you are palpating the abdomen, you have to, I mean, don't just, you know, sit there going, oh, yeah, little, dub, dub, dub. You need to roll that hand in there and start, try to feel the organs. You need to be able to feel stuff. And it worries people, I think, like Chad or anybody else, that there could be a life or death situation, and if you have a worker that's halfway, that's life or death. You know, the biggest issue I had with my practice wasn't Obamacare. Obamacare sucked. Trust me, Obamacare really messed things up. And yes, probably should get all the credit for me deciding to close down. But it does, and I can't give it all the credit. One of the biggest things that made me decide was staff not doing their job. And it was so frustrating for me. So, you know, I have a pretty good memory. So when I would say, you know what, Jane Doe, she had a mammogram I thought I ordered about a month ago. And I remember I was concerned because of her family history. I don't recall getting that across my desk. Oh, no, we don't have it. Well, don't we have a process where we're supposed to be calling and making sure we get the, you know, the results? Where's the log? You know, are you noticing every day that whatever you don't get in the log that's not highlighted, you call? Oh, yeah. I go, I'd like to know because I want to make sure this lady doesn't have breast cancer. It would come out normal, thank God. But it's like, you know, when your staff isn't doing a process, you have a built process. You have a foolproof process built in. But somebody's going to be lazy. Or we had one employee just start highlighting things randomly, and I'm like, oh, hell no. I want to see each and every one. Well, we had a biller bill a pap smear on a man to Medicare. Okay, I'm going to go to jail for Medicare fraud because some, you know, biller or somebody within my office is being half-assed. And if I can't do all the billing, if I can't do all the nurse charting, if I can't do all the blood pressure reading, oh, I hated that. I told you guys, that would drive me crazy. Seeing a blood pressure, 120 over 80, 120 over 80, 120 over 80. Really? All these people have blood pressures 120 over 80? Give me the gosh darn cuff. I check the blood pressure myself? No, 150 over 96. And, you know, I hate telling you guys this because I don't want you guys freaked out. This shouldn't be the norm. But from what I'm hearing from you guys, and what I'm hearing, you know, and from other providers and other patients, you know, I even see with consult notes, blood pressure 120 over 80. Yes, a blood pressure can be 120 over 80, but that's just a little too clean for somebody with high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol. I sincerely doubt. You sure it's not maybe a 138 over 92, something like that? And so when, it's interesting, talking about blood pressures, some doctors started to buy these multi-$1,000 Welch Allyn contraptions that would check blood pressure automatically. I'm like, really? That's a lot of money for a digital blood pressure. A digital blood pressure cuffs are like $15 at Walmart, but the stand-up one is like $1,500 to $2,000. I don't get that. I don't. But I didn't trust computers at the time. I'm like, no, there's an art to checking a blood pressure. Basically, what we do is we inflate the cuff, so we stop hearing the pulse. Then, as we start to release the blood pressure cuff, start hearing the pulse, and that's our top number, our systolic. Then, as the pulse starts to go away, once we hear that last sound, that last beat with our stethoscope, boom, that's where on the gauge the diastolic would be. So there's an art to that. And I get that a computer could pick that up. But years ago, I wasn't going to spend the money. And I was like, no, blood pressure is something we do by hand. Well, I got to tell you, in the last couple years of practice, I'm like, you know what, let's start using digital and, you know, I don't trust these ladies' blood pressures. And I would have to recheck so many times, and we would fire people. If they and I tell you why I would fire somebody for a wrong blood pressure. There were two reasons. One is they can't take a blood pressure. Okay, I mean, if you can't take a blood pressure, then you're not an actively skilled medical provider. Number two is because they would lie and put the wrong number on the chart. If you're going to lie about that blood pressure and put some fake number, 120 over 80, that's some unethical BS. So if somebody couldn't do blood pressure, I'd fire them. Now, what we would do during an interview with the nurse is we would have them do a blood pressure. And then we would have our head nurse double check. And you check the blood pressure, but you don't tell the other nurse what it is. You write it down. Then the other nurse checks the blood pressure, the one that we trust, the one that we've always had. And then we compare the two. And if the blood pressure is really off, now, somebody could say, well, if that, you know, if your kind of manager-type nurse doesn't like this person, they could do them in. I break the tie, and I check the blood pressure. And 99% of the time, my, you know, head nurse was right, whereas the you know, some people that we interview couldn't. And I get, it's hard to hear, but if you can't get an active blood pressure, and then you put some BS thing down, that's a problem. So you go to an urgent care, and the medical provider doesn't even put his stethoscope on your chest to listen to your lungs. That medical provider has no business practicing at that urgent care. Shouldn't be practicing at all. And you need to find someplace else. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side? Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we're catching up on emails. I want to apologize for not getting back to you guys as quickly as I could. Hallie writes, hi, doctor. I listened to your show in the beautiful state of Wyoming. It is beautiful up there. I love Wyoming. She goes, I'm listening to the news today discussing Bill Clinton's affairs and Donald Trump's affairs. I think she's meaning extramarital alleged affairs. And she says, I have to ask, doesn't marriage mean anything to anyone anymore? She writes, I've been married 12 years to my high school sweetheart. I couldn't imagine him going to bed with anyone else. And the baggage it leaves. Would love your psychological perspective. Okay, I got to be honest. I haven't really been up to date on what's going on. I guess, was there a play? I apologize. I'm not sure what's going on with Trump. Was it that there was some, was it a model? Was it a pinup? I don't think it was a Playboy Playmate. But it was somebody blonde. I remember that. Then I guess the news is saying, oh, she's a porn star. Oh, okay. All right. Hey, have you seen any of her movies or no? Okay, so obviously Nikki Haley and the administration is denying it, and they're saying these rumors are disgusting and yada yada yada. Then they're saying that I guess there was supposed to be a anniversary date or an anniversary trip that Melania didn't go on. So, you know, when I see this stuff, I'm like, look, you guys are wasting my time. I wouldn't have given a heart and dupe if Obama, there was a story about Obama cheating on Michelle. I honestly, when it comes to marriage and smut and rumors and or even true, I really don't care. Okay, my life is too busy. You know, I'm a little bit more interested in what's going on with North Korea. I'm interested in more, you know, what's going on with the flu. Interested in what's going on with the economy, what we're doing with immigration. Okay, you know, I don't expect the average politician to be an angel when it comes to things. I'm not saying Trump did it or he didn't do it or Clinton did it or didn't do it or whatever. Who gives a damn? But when we talk about cheating and affairs and I think it's great, Hallie, that you've been married for 12 years. I'm not saying expect your husband to cheat. There's a very, very good chance that he is 100% loyal to you. Okay, but in the animal kingdom, okay, whether you are a moose, whether you are, not you personally, Hallie, but, you know, whether you, we are meese, whether we are mice, whether we are rhinoceroses, whether we are, I don't know, what kind of animals out of there, okay, zebras, okay, or humans, we have urges, okay, and a very, very strong sexual drive. And so when we see humans dress up, you know, and get married and make their bond and decide to be monogamous, it is very, very cool. And I think that's the way it should be. Okay? You pledge your life to be with somebody till the day they die or the day you die. Hopefully you don't accelerate that. And you stay true to them. You don't introduce them to other STDs. You don't get somebody else pregnant. You don't mess with the nest. I think it's very cool. I love the whole traditional family type thing. But does that mean that's natural? Does it mean that's quote-unquote normal for that species, for that human? Now, what, Moses had, what, 100, 120 wives? I mean, in biblical times, the guys had a lot of wives, right? Jacob married Leah, and then he married Rachel. Okay, men had multiple wives. Now, I'm not saying I want that to come back. Oh, hell no. Although, personally, having multiple husbands could be interesting. I don't know. One husband drives me crazy. I don't think I could have more than one husband. Unless one husband was Viggo Mortensen and the other husband was Michael Fassbender. Then, oh, hell yeah, that would be cool. Very cool. But the idea of a monogamous marriage and a relationship as such, where the guy wears the wedding ring. Men didn't wear wedding rings in the 60s. I think it was maybe the 70s and 80s that men started to wear wedding rings. And I'm glad they did, you know, because that would tell women, you know, either to back off or some women would actually go really after that. But anyway, it, you know, the concept of, no, you know, guys are going to stay faithful. This is what they do. This is, you know, they're supposed to just be with you, is a very, very recent one in modern times. And so why would anybody, even in this day and age, with the way society is, still cheat? Okay? Well, there's a variety of things. From a politician's standpoint, okay, I believe if you're a Bill Clinton or a Donald Trump, and I'm not saying they did, okay, allegedly, but let's say you are a politician in a very, very high office. You probably have some narcissism. You probably think your poop doesn't stink. You have people say yes, sir, to you. You have people get you whatever you want, whether it's a sandwich, whether it's McDonald's, whether it's somebody on the line. If President Obama wanted to meet Beyonce, he did. And Beyonce was over at the White House I don't know how many times. So when you are in that position and you could get anything you like, a root beer float at the drop of the hat, you could get a movie at the drop of the hat. My guess, and I don't know if Donald Trump is into Star Wars, but my guess is Donald Trump got to see the Star Wars before everybody else did. If he wanted to, he gets to. He's the president. If he wants to go to Italy, he can go to Italy. He can go wherever he wants. So what else, you know, could, and I'm not saying this for Trump, but somebody that has that type of power and that type of access to things, if somebody wants a woman, and I understand this alleged affair happened way before, right? It was not supposed to happen, you know, while in the White House. But anyway, but people that are very, very powerful, whether of a company or, I don't know, superintendent, who knows, that have that access to get whatever they want, then when something that drives them the most comes their way and they have access to, are they going to be that inclined to say no? And having somebody that is desired by others makes that person more desirable. You know, I look at some of these stars. You know, they're good looking. Yeah, okay, Michael Fassbender, Viggo Mortensen, they look like gods, okay? Let's just, but they don't count. But when I look at some of these, you know, actors out there, actresses out there, without makeup and stuff, I mean, they look like you or I. But once they become a star, whether it's in the movies or on TV or in porn or whatever, right, that's something that people want to touch. That's something that it's an attainable feat that some people want. And so the other psychology behind it, because Hallie asked me about psychology, is having something that other people want that can't get, but you could get. So when you see some of these affairs with some of these bombshells, is it really because they love the person and they don't love their wife? No, it's because I could have that. Now, there are people that will cheat, and you'll look and you're like, oh my God, that person is way less better looking than anybody else. But maybe it's because they do have feelings for them. You know, when Brad Pitt cheated on Jennifer Aniston with Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston, very, very pretty. Maybe even prettier than Angelina Jolie. But that's not the point. It didn't have to do with pretty or sexy. Angelina Jolie was different. She gave Brad Pitt something that he wasn't getting that he wanted. And then he ended up being with her and then having kids and marrying her and all that. And then now, I think, divorcing her. So if a relationship is lacking, then somebody else that could provide something that person wants is going to get them. So there's a lot of psychology behind it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I have a conference I need to go to this weekend. I'm going to be probably broadcasting. I'm going to be in Lake Tahoe broadcasting from there next week. The only problem is I got to see my mom before I leave town. So I'm kind of nervous about that. I gotta take her to dinner. I know. Last thing I need is get stressed out. Be given a couple guilt trips before I go on a work trip. Oh, we'll figure that out. Haven't been to Disney World in a little bit. I would like to go back. Did you guys hear this Disney World trip gave this gentleman a lot more than he expected? Apparently, he got a kidney. A man wore a shirt with his phone number and a request for a kidney donor when he was at Disney World. And he received a kidney from an Indiana man last week. They say just in time for National Donor Day on February 14th. Recipient Robert Leibowitz told Megyn Kelly on Thursday's Today Show, "I'm very tired, but that should be the least of my worries. The fact that I'm alive and I'm going to have at least 20 more years with my kids, that's the best thing in the world." And he appeared on a show with his donor, Richie Sully. They say about 100,000 people are waiting for kidney donations right now in the U.S., according to the National Kidney Foundation. Only about 17,000 transplants happen each year. 13 people die every day while waiting for a kidney. Without Sully, Leibowitz said he could have been one of them. So to find a donor, what he did is he bought a shirt, put his phone number and blood type on it, and wore it when he went to Disney World. So I thought if I could get one person to notice this shirt, it's worth it. It's a $30 investment. Now, apparently, broadcasting the need for a kidney in a very public fashion has worked well for others. In November, a 74-year-old Salt Lake City man was looking for a donor on his wife's behalf and found one after walking hundreds of miles with a sign. Someone did notice Leibowitz's shirt, took a picture, and posted it to Facebook. This post went viral. Sully saw this in August. A crowdfunding campaign has fully covered his expenses. And with his donation, he is going to save this guy's life. Very, very cool. You know, they say the majority of donated kidneys come from people who have volunteered to donate after they die. According to Donate Life America, only about 54% of Americans have registered to be an organ donor. Yeah, that's, you know, I've been asked, why would a person not want to be an organ donor? What, you know, isn't this something everybody would want to do? Well, it all depends. You know, a lot of us, depending on your religion, if you pass your concern, well, we all pass. Unfortunately, we don't want to talk about that, but we still say, God forbid, and, you know, please, Lord, keep us on this earth a few years more, multiple years more. But many of us believe that when the Messiah comes, or we become resurrected, we will need to have all our body parts. Now, I don't know about you guys, but my ovaries, my uterus, the boobs, my colon, they're not really working that well to begin with. So, I mean, are they really going to work that well when I, you know, come back to life? And, you know, I'd like to come back to life looking a little sexier than, you know, I'm expecting I would, but that's neither here nor there. But so that is one consideration. Another is many people don't want you touching them. A lot of people don't want to go to the doctor when they're alive. What makes you think that they're going to want somebody touching them when they die? You see? You know, we all think, well, you know what, I'm not going to be alive, so I'm not going to be embarrassed about being naked and on a table and opened up and examined. And, well, no. You know, there's a lot of people out there that don't even like to do that while awake. People don't like to have surgery. People don't like to have, the average person doesn't. So, you know, as long as you don't think about it too much, the idea is palatable, and it's actually a very, very unselfish thing to do, to, you know, offer your organs, if God forbid you die. But then the third theory that may make people not very hip on donating is, and this is so stupid, people, it's not true, but you have a lot of people who think that being an organ donor will hasten your death because you are going to be saving other people's lives and multiple lives because you have multiple organs that could go to a variety of different people. There are some people that think if organ donor is on your chart, when it comes time to try to keep you alive and resuscitate you or say, nah, he's an organ donor, Alright, let's just, you know, we need his organs. Some people think, again, falsely to think that, but some people think that their death will be hastened or not intervened with their upcoming, you know, if it's a preventable form of death, that no one's going to help save their life because their organs could be used. That's not true. So with that being said, you have people out there that I could be organ donors, and based on their beliefs or what they think, aren't. And it's, I understand that, especially from the religious standpoint. I get that. You know, if you believe that God wants you to return back to the earth, you know, with all your parts, I get that. But and I'm not here to debate, you know, well, you know, what if you had a deviated septum and you had that fixed, you know, or what if you, you know, had an ovary removed, you know, does that, it's, from what I understand, we would still be okay when it comes time to come back to life. But anyway, so the idea, though, of getting attention by doing something like this. Actually, I'm amazed that he was able to do a Disney World trip while in need of a kidney. You see, this is why you don't see this a lot. The average person in need of a kidney is not feeling very well. And so, and Disney World in a humid Florida is pretty tough if you, you know, don't have high energy and, you know, good set of legs and, you know, are able to, you know, function at your highest. Disney World is, remember I told you guys we were at Disneyland, just a few months ago, and we went with my brother-in-law, and we were at the crack of dawn at the gate, and then we made it till midnight, and we were crawling back the mile and a half back to our hotel, crawling up the hallway, into the room, into the bed, rolling on the ground, going, yeah, happiest place on earth. Our feet were blistered. We were sweating. We were so achy. We're probably in, you know, lactic acid, full-blown rhabdomyolysis with major muscle inflammation, writhing in pain on the floor from an all-day, 18-hour Disneyland trip. So, for somebody with kidney disease, kidney failure, amazing. And luckily he was able to do that. But, you know, be creative. You know, everybody wants to be viral. And, you know, I know maybe the sign thing has been done, or maybe now this T-shirt thing has been done. I thought the T-shirt thing was brilliant. A white T-shirt, then on the back of it, you had in black letters, you know, need a kidney with this phone number. You're going to have some do-gooders that will post that, and then their friends will post it. And you could make anything viral if the content is good and if it's creative. And so, you know, ways to get a kidney, walking around with a sign, you know, get some media attention. Get somebody taking a picture, get some media attention. Get a politician behind you. It could help. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.